all things soap. Christmas soaps is the big thing. It's the one that gets the huge viewership.
It really is, other than the likes of Downton Abbey special or whatever, the Christmas special. But the soaps always, it really is, it's all about which of the soaps finishes top. And that's why every Christmas the soaps put such an effort into their storylines each year, because they want to finish as the top soap over Christmas.
Ever since Arthur stole the money, the Christmas money, do you remember that?
EastEnders.
And Dirty Den gave Andrew the divorce papers.
That's probably the most famous Christmas Day storyline in Soapland of all time. Just to warn people now, the thing about soaps is, unlike the likes of Breaking Bad or whatever, people don't seem to mind being spoiled in soaps, because if they don't necessarily see it every day, it's a way of keeping up, so it's constantly covered in the papers and the magazines. But if you don't want to know anything about what's going to happen over Christmas, then it's probably best to put your hands over your ears.
But it's hard to avoid, because every newspaper, every tabloid, every showbiz story, you know,
it seems to be the acceptable thing to spoil soaps, unlike other, you know, shows. For some reason, it always has been. So the likes of the RTÉ Guide Christmas Bumper Edition, which is out today, and I have here.
Who's on the front this year?
There's Miriam.
Okay, is she dressed in red?
She is. She's wearing a red coat. And one of Damon and Ivor. Isn't that one of Damon and
Ivor? Yeah, it is.
And there's a Morphe Bear on the inside. Oh, look, it's Deco Bishop.
Oh, right, okay, very good. Yeah. Okay, that's a good cover.
And Quiva is at the bottom. Yeah, there you go now.
So the RTÉ Guide's out now. And so our big soap, Fair City, which we're huge fans of.
Well, the thing about Fair City over Christmas is one of the main storylines is actually kicking off tonight. And this is quite a serious storyline because Yvonne Doyle, played by the lovely Kira, who hopefully we'll be talking to on the show tomorrow, is going to be date raped tonight on the programme. So I'm sure there will be a viewer discretion warning beforehand. She's been on a couple of dates with Martin that she met online. She's been doing online dating.
Yeah.
And tonight they go out and she gets a little bit tipsy. She comes home and she has a few drinks with him, and then she realises she's had a bit too much to drink and she's not really in control of the situation. So she says, you know what, lovely evening, thanks a million, good night. But Martin doesn't see it like that, and it'll be quite upsetting scenes, I'm sure. And then the fallout of that, of course, then will emerge over the next few weeks as Yvonne deals with the situation. When it comes to prosecuting the case, Martin approaches her and says that no one will believe she's an innocent victim because of her past and her many, you know, previous exploits, because Yvonne is a character that has been up to no good in the past herself, but that doesn't mean she's blameless in this situation. But he says that kind of stuff will come out in court and be used against her and all this, and she turns to Bella, but she doesn't really get the support there that she needs. And I think it's going to be a very, very difficult Christmas and New Year for Yvonne. I think Kira has a tough job ahead now with these scenes over the next while.
She's such a great actor. We all remember the funeral of her mum with Bella and all that. So she's such a great actor.
She is. She's fantastic. And she's a great character. There's a lot more to her. You know, it's not just black and white. And I think we'll see a different side of Yvonne over the next few weeks. So that's going to be a big thing in Fair City over the Christmas period and the new year as well. But on a lighter note as well, Pete and Orla are trying to get Wayne and Dolores back together, because obviously, I mean, already to begin with, Dolores was upset with her son for being involved in the whole issue for losing all her life savings. But then after all the business with Maeve, and it emerged that he'd been cheating on Maeve with Orla, she wasn't happy about that. So Orla and Pete are going to try and get them to have Christmas dinner together. So we'll see what happens with that.
I wouldn't. He's all the money. God, mom is so upset. She's still looking very well, though.
She still manages to keep herself looking well, Dolores. And I wonder, like, what she was doing with all that money in that account all that time. Why wasn't she spending some of it? You never knew Dolores had that amount of money. I was shocked to hear that.
Every now and then, there'd be a little bit Pina talk about the money, because she got it from
when Harry died, and then they sold the garage business, But a big story on Christmas Day, during the Christmas Day episode, the Brennans are taking centre stage. Because Callum ends up in hospital, very badly beaten, discovered by Tommy and Zach in the park on Christmas Day morning. What happens is his wonderful mother, Jane, tells him a few lies, a few porkies, and makes out that she owes money to the local bad guy moneylender. And Callum confronts him and ends up being beaten up by his gang. Okay. And there was no reason for it. She was only hiding the fact that she's been coming on to Paul all the time, and that's why she tells him the lies. So they're all by the hospital bedside on Christmas Day. So not a good Christmas Day for the Brennans, as poor Callum is very badly beaten up.
And again, I don't know the actress's name who's playing Jane, but she's doing it really well.
That's Rachel Pilkington, who used to be in the clinic and in Glenroe.
Okay, yeah, all right, okay. Yeah. Really, she plays it really
she's
well.
Great. She looks too young to be Callum's mother, though. She looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, she's playing that part. She's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, and I think we need that kind of role now. With the way Yvonne's character is going to go now, you need that kind of bad girl.
Sassy
girl. Yeah, and Jane is definitely fulfilling that. Also, on Christmas Day, Damien's left all on his own. Poor Damien. Because Emma heads off to, she gets an invite somewhere to a friend's house for Christmas, and Laura's gone travelling. So Damien's left on his own. And Charlie and Esther have a big surprise in store.
Okay.
You remember TJ, Charlie and Mags' grandson, was it?
Yeah,
TJ.
Yeah.
TJ's all grown up now. Well, relatively grown up. And he shows up.
TJ, I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, with the red hair. Presumably the actor playing him grown up will have red hair. But he shows up with big, big news because TJ is now a daddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does he bring the baby with him?
Yes, little Lily is there as well, and we'll see that how they cope with that, Charlie and Esther and TJ coping with fatherhood over Christmas and the New Year period as well. So that's what's coming up. Fair City, just to let you know, Christmas Day is on 6:20 to 7:20 on RT1.
It's an hour special.
Obviously, it'll be on right across the Christmas, so check out the guide for the full details. But on Christmas Day, that's when it's on.
Okay, let's go to Arthur.
Yes, that's good. Poor Arthur, long gone, but the EastEnders definitely still always a bleak time of year.
Oh, isn't it?
In Albert Square Christmas, yeah. They really do. No one seems to have a nice Christmas on EastEnders. There is so much happening in Albert Square this year.
Right.
For me, EastEnders is the weakest soap out there at the moment. I think it's been really, over in England, it's really been shown up by Corrie and Emmerdale this year. I think the writers feel that themselves. And so they've got a lot of storylines, big storylines going on this Christmas. Phil is selling the Queen Vic to get back at poor Alfie and Kat after what happened with Roxy in the wedding.
Oh, right, okay.
So on Christmas Eve, there's a big party for Kat and Alfie, their last night in the Queen Vic. And who shows up? But Charlie Slater is back for one night only.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so
did you see the Alfie running onto the plane?
Yes,
after?
I did.
Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. I loved it, yeah.
And on the motorbike.
Alfie. Yeah.
Going after them on the motorbike.
Alfie is my favourite character in EastEnders. He's the only reason I think it's worth looking at.
Actually, he is really good.
I love him. Fantastic. So that's bad news for Kat and Alfie. Very emotional speech from Alfie and the Queen Vic that night. But there is a little bit of good news for them.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a terrible Christmas after all, because Kat discovers Christmas miracle, because we thought Alfie couldn't father any children, but she's pregnant.
Yeah, but think about the twist.
No, there is no twist. She didn't cheat. Not this time.
Well, that's unusual for her, isn't it?
Exactly. No, if you work back, it'll be that time you ran on the plane that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there might be.
He could have fallen asleep. She could have popped out with somebody just downstairs. You know.
And the new owners of the Queen Vic show up on Christmas Day, and much to the shock and horror of Phil Mitchell, who was delighted to sell it under the nose of Alfie and get rid of Alfie and Kat, but he's not too pleased to find out that the new owner, played by Danny Dyer, is called Mick Carter, which makes him Shirley's brother. And Phil's not happy about that at all. And Shirley and her sister Tina move into the Vic along with Mick and his family, but Mick's wife's not too happy about that. But not too all bad for Phil either around Christmas, because him and Sharon end up in bed together.
Ah, go on.
Yeah, here
that's
we go
a few
again.
Times, isn't
and
it?
Again.
Yeah.
And again. And
all
again.
Right, Sharon.
Yeah. So will that be the start of something more long term for them again? Who knows? We'll see as 2014 goes on. A big story as well in EastEnders. Carol discovers a lump in her breast and goes for tests on Christmas Eve. But what happens with that is it brings her and David Wicks back close together again. Mm. And he's kind of the shoulder to cry on and the emotional support for her, because she's not telling Bianca or any of the rest of them about it. And she's very worried that she does have breast cancer. But she might not have David for very long as a shoulder to cry on, because the biggest story in EastEnders on Christmas Day is people know at the moment that Janine is responsible for the death of Michael Moon.
Yeah.
And over the next couple of weeks now, between now and Christmas, we see her and David. She ends up confessing to David that she was responsible. And he, not known to her, he's recording this.
Ah.
And he ends up blackmailing her with it, even though she's his stepsister and they've, you know, shared many good moments in the past. When Pat died, Pat Butcher died and everything else, they did, you know, they had their close moments. But David doesn't care about Janine. All he cares about is getting money off her that she put together to try and buy the Queen Vic. And so she's panicking at this stage, thinking, oh God, he knows the truth. What am I going to do? And what does Janine do when she's in that kind of situation? She's done it many times before. She kills.
Oh no.
So she texts David on Christmas Day. He leaves the dinner around at Bianca's house.
Spoiler alert!
And off he goes. And he's standing around. Where's Janine? And next thing, a car comes for him and hits him.
Just outside, just in the square.
Yeah. Does he die? We don't know.
Wow.
Or does Janine end up being caught? Because before he leaves the house, he puts the phone with the damning information, the recording, into little Tiffany's coat pocket.
No, Janine will get away. Always has, always will. Well, she spent a bit of time in jail, didn't she?
She's leaving the soap. The actress is leaving the soap. So does she leave as, you know, is she caught or does she go on the run? We'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and there's also some fun in EastEnders on Christmas Day, because at Bianca's house, while David is off doing all this, she ends up in a food war with new boyfriend Terry. Harry's ex-wife Nikki, so that'll be a bit of light relief to all the heaviness that's going on in EastEnders.
Okay, the one that's knocking it out of the park lately, Coronation Street.
Coronation Street is definitely my favourite.
I haven't seen it lately, so I need to catch up on it.
Coronation Street doesn't have too much going on over Christmas itself, because they've got some whopper storylines coming up in the new year.
Have they?
Yeah.
All right.
And they've just had all the business with Carl and Stella and everything else, and the whole what's come out over Nick and David and all that. So they've had a lot going on this year in Coronation. It's been a fantastic year for them.
Yeah.
So Christmas isn't too momentous, but heading into the new year it will be. What the big thing is on Christmas Day will be Hayley's Last Christmas. Now, this is just a really emotional storyline going on Coronation Street at the moment, and it's quite surprising how emotional it's been. I think people who watch Carrie all knew, oh, we're going to be sad when Hayley goes and Hayley dies. Hayley has terminal cancer, but herself and the guy who plays Roy, they've been just doing amazing stuff over the last couple of weeks with this storyline. So it's going to be very emotional. She has her last Christmas with Roy, and the thing about it is, everyone else on the street, all her friends, the girls from the factory, Fizz and Tyrone, they all want to spend it with her because they know it's her last Christmas. But poor Roy kind of gets pushed to one side then, because so many people want to share with Hayley, and he's thinking, well, this is my last chance with Hayley. And
she's going to die on Christmas Day?
No. They said no way could they do that to the viewers. So thankfully, no. But she does get bad news around Christmas that the cancer has spread and has become...
great character.
Yeah. So it won't be too far into the new year that we say goodbye to Hayley. I'm afraid it'll be very early enough in 2014.
It'll be interesting to see what Hayley as an actress does after this, because she is a very strong, and I mean, she came in as a transsexual.
Yeah, she was only meant to be in the soap for a couple of months. It was light relief. She went out on dates with Roy, and everyone loved her so much. She's been there now, I think it's 15, 16 years.
Is it?
Yeah, something like that.
It was about 5 years.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So that's going to be an emotional side of things in Carrie. The big Christmas Day storyline is the fallout from last year's Christmas Day storyline, when Nick ended up when he was kind of half jilted at the altar by Leanne, and he ended up sleeping with brother David's wife Kylie.
Oh yeah,
and the fallout from that is continuing. Nick has his brain injury from when he was in the car crash with David, and that is resulting in him being very frustrated at the moment, and his mood swings are, you know, bothering him. It's affecting his relationships with everybody. And on Christmas Day, during Christmas dinner, he has one of his moments and he lashes out and he actually slaps wife Leanne in front of everybody. So that's going to be a big storyline. And meanwhile, while all that's going on, Kylie's getting drunk and more drunk and even more drunk, and ends up at the Rovers later on in the evening and clashes with Rob and Tina, and the police are called, and it's all very bad news for Kylie as well. And then people are probably wondering about the Peter and Tina storyline. That's really going to get going in the new year, but over the next couple of weeks, while Peter's on honeymoon, Tina kisses Rob because she knows it'll annoy Peter. Peter gets very jealous, and they do end up getting together around the new year's time, and that'll spark off an affair that will result in both Peter and Tina leaving Carrie in the new year as well.
Okay, TV3 8 to 9 and 7:30 to 8:30 on ITV1 Christmas Day, and Emmerdale.
Emmerdale, finally. Emmerdale, what's going going on the Dales. Also very eventful time of year for the Dales this year. First of all, there's a wedding, but it's not going to run smoothly for David and Alicia. And why would it? Because the most up and down, on and off romance ever.
When has there been a successful wedding?
Exactly.
In any
particularly show? On Christmas Day.
The people who get married and don't, you never see it in the church. That's a good wedding. When they use the church, it all goes wrong.
Oh, it always goes wrong. Yeah. So lots of things apparently are going to go wrong. Do they end up married? I'd say they will end up married, but not before a lot of crises happen along the way. There's also a proposal of marriage. Sam Dingle gets down on one knee and proposes to Rachel with a ring and a Christmas cracker.
Dingle dangle.
But it's not going to be good news for Sam for long, because the biggest storyline involves him and Declan. Declan, we all know things are not going well for Declan. And on Christmas, he's alone. He's hit rock bottom. Meghan, his sister, has left. He's found out the home farm, the big fancy estate in Emmerdale, is going to be repossessed by the bank.
Oh.
And he decides to set fire to it.
Yeah.
But Charity comes along. Charity is there. And what they both don't know is that earlier in the day, Sam and Rachel broke into home farm to steal some presents because they felt that they were owed money by Declan. And Sam has a, you know, he gets guilty about it. So he sneaks back in to leave the presents back and he knocks over the Christmas tree. So he actually thinks he caused the fire. He doesn't know about Declan setting fire to the place and Charity being there. And Charity discovers that Sam was there, and she sees this as a way to get revenge on Rachel, his new bride-to-be, because Rachel slept with Jay during the year and had a baby by him. Isn't it just?
That's nearly gone into Hollyoaks territory.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Whoa, okay.
So there'll be a big fire on Christmas Day, and worst of all for poor Declan is Meghan returns, and she ends up in the house he doesn't know, and she's trapped in it. So,
In the fire. Which nobody knows who set.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, and that's Emmerdale on Christmas Day, 6:15, 7:15 TV3. They're all running for an hour.
They're all very much running for an hour, and there is a bit of clashing. So Fair City is 6:20 to 7:20.
Okay.
So if you want to watch Corrie then, you could watch it at 7:30 or 8:00, depending on which suits
it's
you
three,
best.
Three solid
but
hours.
But Emmerdale is on 6:15 to 7:15, so it's clashing with Fair City. And then EastEnders is last on. But if you watch Downton Abbey, EastEnders is clashing with that.
I'm going to miss Hayley. All right, thanks for that. That's your Christmas soaps all sorted.
Follow us on Twitter
@RTE2FM.